From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has met in Islamabad with Pakistan's prime minister and other top officials to discuss terrorism as well as other issues. Ahead of the talks, U.S. State Department officials said the meetings would include discussions on terrorist and militant attacks emanating from Pakistani soil. After Rice met with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, the Pakistani leader's office said little about the content of the talks, noting that they focused on matters of bilateral interest and the future of Pakistan-U.S. relations. Austrian police pulled three children near death of dehydration from a van packed with 26 Syrian and South Asian refugees Saturday near the German border. Dia Ahmed, a migrant from Syria who was en route from his home country to Germany, spoke with reporters in Austria.
When we heard about the people who die here with the smugglers, put them in a car and they was afraid from mafia or some gangsters. And after that, we choose different way. We will not go by the smuggler. We're going to go by ourselves, like by walking.
On Saturday, Libyan authorities said three people were arrested on suspicion of launching a boat packed with migrants bound for Italy that sank Thursday in the Mediterranean. Officials say up to 200 people may have drowned. The interior ministers of Britain, France, and Germany have called for a special meeting of European Union interior and justice ministers within the next 2 weeks. Those talks are to deal with the continent's escalating migrant crisis. The ministers spoke in a statement today, and they said they want to find concrete steps to solve the growing migrant dilemma. You're listening to VOA News. Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Grusty today said that the sentences handed down to him and his two colleagues on Saturday were politically motivated. He said Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi now has the opportunity to undo the injustice and pardon the three journalists. An Egyptian court found all three journalists, Gresti, Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy, and Egyptian Bahr Mohamed, guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and sentenced them to 3 years in prison. While Gresti returned to Australia early this year, Mohamed and Fahmy remained free on bail in Egypt until Saturday when they were taken into custody. Church bells tolled Saturday in the U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana, and across large swaths of the Gulf Coast as residents marked the 10th anniversary of the deadly Hurricane Katrina. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton took part in a Saturday evening event.
We honor on this night in a solemn way those who lost their lives and those who love them. We honor in a grateful way on this night the people who, often at great risk to themselves, save lives over and over and over again, some of them going days without sleep, without decent food, exposing themselves to disease.
Katrina left 1,800 people dead, more than 1 million displaced, and 100,000 homes destroyed along the southern U.S. coast when it came ashore August 29, 2005. Police in Thailand arrested a suspect Saturday in connection with the bombing early this month that killed 20 people. There were some indications and documents found on the suspect that he might be from Turkey. But as VOA Steve Herman reports, there's no official word on the country of origin for the suspect.
Obviously, because of the stack of what appear to be real or fake Turkish passports, there's a lot of speculation that the individual is Turkish, and one of the passports with his photograph, and the passport appears to be fake, I should hasten to add, also lists a Turkish name. But the authorities have identified him as a foreign man. They have not confirmed that he is indeed Turkish.
Again, that is VOA's Steve Herman in Bangkok. Protesters took to the streets today after the second day of a two-day rally in Malaysia's capital to demand the resignation of the prime minister, who's facing serious fraud allegation. Bersih, the country's leading civil society, wants Najib Razak to resign following revelations that he received $700 million into his personal accounts from the government-owned 1MDB investment fund. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.